The town of Tracy in California's Central Valley is reeling from a recent story that jumped from a local TV report to a national headline. It's about a plan to charge residents for emergency medical calls, but that's not quite how it got portrayed. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler sorts it all out.
This is the TV report that started it all on Sacramento's CBS 13.
Palace dialing 911 will cost hundreds of dollars in one local city for residents. Laura Cole has more now on the rising price for safety in Tracy.
The reporter went on to say, if you have a medical emergency, get out your wallet. But that detail kind of got lost. Stories about a 911 fee turned up in the national media, and calls poured into Tracy City Hall, forcing a scramble to clear things up.
It is in fact not a 911 fee.
That's the city's acting fire chief, David Brammel.
It's been kind of misconstrued as someone calls 911 and they're going to get charged this $300. That's not it at all.
So what is it then? Well, the answer's a bit better, though not great.
If you have a medical emergency, you call 911 and we render service, you'll be subject to be billed.
So, if you're mugged or your house is on fire, no charge. If you have a heart attack and paramedics in the fire department help keep you alive, the city will send you a bill. $300 for each call for Tracy residents, $400 for out-of-towners. Residents and businesses can also pay much smaller annual fees for unlimited service. Brammel says the lion's share of 911 calls to the fire department are now for medical emergencies, and these days, that's expensive.
The obligation to provide an advanced life support level of service isn't currently covered through the normal tax structure.
Okay, 436 is your change. You have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Gerard's Deli is a popular lunch spot in Tracy, a suburb of around 80,000 south of Stockton. Smells of soups and sandwiches mesh nicely with the sports jerseys, photos, and hundreds of business cards that line the walls. That's where Natalie Sainz and Rosie Gutierrez stood in line this week, waiting for their food. They're both young Tracy residents, and neither one of them liked the new fee.
It just seems kind of ridiculous because we've never had to think about being charged for something like that that we just should have.
Well, isn't that what our taxes are paying for?
Right.
So why should we have to pay extra?
A few others I spoke with agreed, but not everyone. Here's Tracy resident Ed Ramirez.
I'd rather pay the extra fee and know that it's fair and equitable for the community. I guess I don't really have a problem with it.
Nor is Tracy the first city to try this idea out. Several Southern California cities charge similar fees, including Anaheim, whose program started way back in 1985. Tracy's fees will go into effect in the next month or two. The city hopes to bring in around $650,000 to help bridge a $9 million budget gap. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler.
All Things Considered continues right after this.